This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the passage of Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 in Parliament is a significant step towards social justice, congratulating the Parliament for enacting a remarkable law that serves the interests of all communities, including the Muslims. The Prime Minister said the sanctity of Waqf will now be preserved and the rights of the marginalised, women and children will be safeguarded. The Prime Minister was addressing an event organised by a private media house in New Delhi last night.
साथियों, मैं देश की संसद को सर्व समाज के हित में, मुस्लिम समाज के हित में एक शानदार कानून बनाने के लिए बधाई देता हूं। अब वक्त की पवित्र भावना की भी रक्षा होगी और गरीब, पसमंदा मुसलमान, महिला, बच्चे सबके हक भी महफूज रहेंगे।
The Prime Minister emphasized that despite numerous global challenges, India has advanced at a faster pace and doubled the size of its economy in just one decade, underscoring the significant progress made in combating Naxalism and fostering peace in the Northeast. The Prime Minister remarked that over 125 districts were once engulfed in violence, with government boundaries effectively ending where Naxalism began.
बड़ी संख्या में नौजवान नक्सलवाद से पीड़ित थे। हमने ऐसे नौजवानों को मुख्य धारा में लाने के लिए प्रयास किए। बीते 10 वर्षों में 8,000 से अधिक नक्सलियों ने सरेंडर किया है। आज नक्सल प्रभावित जिलों की संख्या भी 20 से कम रह गई है।
During the event, the Prime Minister also unveiled a Samadhan document, a compendium of solutions and proof of concepts developed by selected youth and colleges across India. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Slovakian capital Bratislava early morning today after concluding a successful state visit to Portugal. President's visit was the first state visit to Portugal in 27 years, marking a significant milestone in diplomatic relations. Briefing the media, Secretary West, Minister of External Affairs Tanmay Lal said the President had a fruitful meeting with Portugal's Prime Minister Luis Montenegro. The death toll from the devastating 7.7 magnitude earthquake in Myanmar has risen to 3,645, with 5,017 people injured and 148 still missing, the State Administration Council's information team revealed last evening. The UN Humanitarian Affairs Coordination Office reported that more than 5 lakh people across the country have been left without access to life-saving health care. Meanwhile, India launched Operation Brahma, positioning itself as a first responder in line with its Neighbourhood First and Act East policies. Under the operation, India has dispatched tons of medical supplies and relief materials to Myanmar. The United States said that 104% duties on imports from China will take effect today. Initially, China was set to face a 34% tariff increase as part of President Trump's reciprocal tariffs package. However, after Beijing refused to withdraw its promise to impose 34% retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods, the U.S. president escalated the situation by adding another 50% in duties. This brings the total tariff increase on China to a staggering 84%. The White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said countries like China, who have chosen to retaliate and try to double down on their mistreatment of American workers, are making a mistake.
I just spoke to the president about this, and he believes that China wants to make a deal with the United States. He believes China has to make a deal with the United States. It was a mistake for China to retaliate. When America is punched, he punches back harder. That's why there will be 104% tariffs going into effect on China.
In IPL cricket, hosts Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings by 18 runs in Chandigarh last night. Opting to bat first, Punjab Kings scored 219 for 6 in 20 overs, with Priyansh Arya smashing a quick-fire 103 off just 42 balls and Shashank Singh contributing with an unbeaten 52. In reply, Chennai Super Kings could only manage 201 for 5 in 20 overs, with Devon Convoy top scoring with 69 runs. For Chennai, Lockie Ferguson claimed 2 wickets. In today's fixture, Gujarat Titans will face Rajasthan Royals at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.